Wednesday, June 18, 2008. 钓鱼台 islets are not part of Taiwan. Based upon the principles of first discovery and effective occupation of terra nullius, or land belonging to no one, the 钓鱼台 islands unquestionably belong to Japan. If the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, cites history and locale as the proof of Taiwan's sovereignty over the 钓鱼台s, then the Taiwanese government could lose its firm footing in arguing for sovereignty over the island of Taiwan itself and of the Spratly Islands, 南沙群岛, in the South China Sea. It is confounding to see that while the government of President Ma Ying-jeou seems to be indifferent to safeguarding sovereignty over the island of Taiwan, it does not hesitate to threaten violence against an ally over an uninhabited island that does not belong to Taiwan in the first place. The intense criticism of Ma's government's 钓鱼台 policy should be considered on two levels. The criticism from KMT members is earnest. They had previously, for inexplicable reasons, obeyed the KMT's urging and participated in youth movements to save the 钓鱼台s, believing that the islands are Chinese territory. This, combined with anti-Japanese conditioning, naturally makes their blood boil at the current controversy. Criticism from the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, however, comes from the preconditioning that China is the perceived enemy. The DPP holds friendly relations between Japan and Taiwan in higher regard and is more practical in regard to the 钓鱼台 issue. Their criticism of the Ma government's cowardly behavior was not meant to provoke a tough response from the government, but to force it to admit that its previously impractical policy on the 钓鱼台 issue was a mistake. Premier Liu Zhaoxuan obviously does not make this distinction. Under criticism from both the Pan Blue and Pan Green camps, Liu rashly recalled Xu Shikai, the Taiwanese representative to Japan. Some have also used the incident to shame Xu and force him to resign. Under fire from legislators, Liu has even declared that war would not be ruled out as a last resort. One must realize that recognizing a past mistake and being criticized for a mistake are incentives for self-correction, not an encouragement to stubbornly stick to a policy that hurts the nation. The Ma administration should courageously admit that its previous incitement of foolish bravado to protect the 钓鱼台s was a mistake, instead of turning around and challenging a major ally to war. Taiwan and Japan have developed very good relations in the last 8 years, and their close cooperation on security issues has obviously been a deterrent to China. However, this strategy seems to have changed since the KMT assumed power. Pan Blue politicians have increasingly traveled to China, and Taiwan's main perceived enemy no longer seems to be China. If so, shouldn't the national strategy, drawn in accordance with the Treaty of Mutual Cooperation and Security between Japan and the U.S., be adjusted? the KMT should be proactive in explaining the situation so the public can make a decision. If the KMT still values the treaty, taking a tough stance on such a major, on such a minor issue as the Diaoyu ties is unwise. If it does not need the treaty, then it should explain to the public its new national defense strategy. The current confusion over Diaoyu ties can only mean two things. Either the Ma government wants to change Taiwan's national defense strategy on the sly, or Liu was caught unaware and has no stance on Asia-Pacific military strategy. Judging by the government's recent decisions on hiking gas and electricity prices, the latter possibility seems more likely.